Meanwhile, Jatayu was laying there in a suffering state, bleeding profusely. His life air barely maintaining his physical body. Shortly after that, Lord Sri Ram appeared with Lakshman. At first, they considered that this bloody form of this vulture must have certainly devoured Sita. So they were ready to kill him. But when Jatayu began to praise the glories of Ram, they understood who he was, the dear friend of their father. And Jatayu explained exactly what had taken place. And Ram and Lakshman, with tears in their eyes, they could understand that this old, old vulture willingly was willing to give his life to fight this demon for their sake. Ram was weeping. The devotion of this great soul was that he willingly allowed himself to die in the loving service of the Lord. And therefore, after Jatayu explained the direction that Ravana was flying, he gave up his life breath with the name of Ram on his lips and the vision of the mighty form of Sri Ram in his eyes. And then Lord Ram and Lakshman personally performed the funeral ceremony for Jatayu and sent him back to the eternal world of Vaikuntha. We have been discussing how Krishna protects his devotee. Konteya prati janihi name bhakta pranashyati. Krishna says to Arjuna, you declare it boldly that for my devotee I am always the protector, he never perishes. Who is a more glorious devotee than Jatayu? Sometimes people are bewildered. If Krishna always protects his devotee, how is it possible that the demons can overcome the Vaishnavas? Sometimes the example of Lord Jesus Christ is given, that after all, the demoniac forces, God sanctioned them, gave them the power to crucify Lord Jesus, torture him, and cause him to leave his body. But then we say, yes, but that's Christianity. But where is the evidence within the Vedic scriptures of the demons overcoming the devotees? Prahlad was overcome temporarily, but ultimately Lord Nrsingadev killed Hiranyakashipu and put Prahlad on the throne. The Pandavas were also overcome temporarily, but ultimately the Lord Sri Krishna arranged the battle of Kurukshetra in such a way that Duryodhana and all of his forces were annihilated, and Yudhisthira and his brothers were put on the throne in glory. Haridas Thakur was also beaten, and he also left his body for some time in a state of samadhi. But ultimately he came back to his consciousness and was reinstated again as the most glorious Namacharya, or preacher of the holy name. But where do we find in the Vedic scriptures of a devotee being ultimately physically killed by the demons? In the story of Jatayu, we find exactly this. Jatayu's glory was not whether or not he can defeat Ravana. No one minimizes him because he was not able to kill Ravana. He is more glorious, the fact that he was willing to be killed by Ravana. The fact that this demon was more powerful than him and he was willing and ready to give his life in the service of the Lord is the true essence of his glory. Physically, Ravana killed him. He put a final termination or end to his life. Ramchandra is the supreme controller of all controllers. He could have given the strength of Jatayu to defeat Ravana. Could he not? Is that beyond his power? He could do anything, anytime, anywhere, to anyone. But there are various ways that the Lord glorifies his various devotees. And each one is to bring out a different quality to inspire us. Bhima was empowered. Hanuman, his brother, was empowered to defeat all the asuras, to be unconquerable. And these are glorious pastimes which show how, whoever one is, one can be divinely empowered to be victorious despite all odds. Irregardless of all opposition, if one simply surrenders to the lotus feet of Sri Hari. But in the example of the great Jatayu, there was another lesson to be learned. That a devotee cares nothing for neither life nor death. He is only concerned with the service of the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays, "My Lord, if you want, you can protect me. If you want, you can kill me. You have every right to deal with me in any way you please." Now, if in every situation the Lord protects the body of a devotee, where would this sentiment that if you like, you can have me killed, that I am willing to give my life for you, if they're not examples of devotees who do give their lives for Krishna? It would minimize the quality of our own surrender. But Jatayu was specially delegated by Lord Sri Ramchandra to show the world how a devotee is willing to die for him, is willing to give up his life for him, without considering one's own personal comforts. Just like our beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 70 years old, he began this great war against the entire material energy, Maya Devi, and all of her demoniac forces. Because when you preach Krishna consciousness, you are declaring war against the entire material nature. And he met great opposition, although he should have retired long, long before. He was not afraid. Two heart attacks on this old cargo ship that carried him across the Atlantic Ocean. And in his diary, he was writing that any moment death can come. He could have been sitting in Vrindavan. He could have probably lived to over 100 years old, like most of his godbrothers. Most of Prabhupada's godbrothers, they stayed in a holy place, lived a very simple, peaceful life, and lived to their late 90s. He was in the process, but he understood that his Guru Maharaj wanted him to declare war against Maya. And he began this war at 70 years old.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.